You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We are talking Astros baseball today on this Thursday, March 24th, with Astros reporter Brian McTaggart. Brian, a pleasure as always, and let's start off not with the on-field exploits, but the owner of the team, Jim Crane, had the chance to attend the exhibition the other day in Cuba between the Cuban national team and the Tampa Bay Rays. First of all, Brian, how did that invitation come about for Jim Crane, and what were his takeaways from that historic experience?
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Crane that night, and he said that said MLB invited the owners down there if they wanted to come, and one of the minority owners of the Astros is a Cuban-American, so they both went down there and jumped at the chance. And, you know, Crane also has a relationship with President Obama because he owns a Floridian golf course, and Obama's come through and played it a few times, and Crane has played it with him, and Crane is a very good golfer, as Astros fans probably know. So they were at the game, and Crane said he sent a note to Obama, and he came over and had a chat with him and got to talk to Derek Jeter, and then but he said it was an incredible experience. He really praised Obama for opening up some of the relations with Cuba, and there's so many talented baseball players down there that Crane said that it's only right that they get showcased and get a chance to play this game at the highest level, and he was just really blown away by the whole experience.
So let me recap here. He's buddies with the president, he golfs well, and he owns a Major League Baseball team. Is there anything in his life that's not going well right now?
No, and his team, he owns a pretty good Major League Baseball team, too. So, yeah, it's good to be Jim Crane right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And big things ahead for the Astros in the 2016 season. And it just popped into my head that I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that Sports Illustrated has placed their curse on the Astros by picking them to win the World Series this year over the Cubs. Did that make the rounds in the clubhouse? Is anybody paying attention to that or what?
Yeah, it did. If you remember, Sports Illustrated a couple of years ago, when the Astros were at the bottom of their rebuilding efforts and losing 100 games every year, said they would win the World Series in 2017. So they've kind of upped the track now to this year. But A.J. Hinch was asked about it the other day, and he said he saw the cover and he thought it was three good-looking guys on the cover, Correa, Keuchel, and Altuve. But he said that's about all it's worth. He said no one's going to crown them right now, and they haven't proved anything. And A.J.'s always done a good job with that kind of stuff, keeping the team very grounded and level. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, this was still a 90-loss team, and they came out of nowhere last year a little bit. They still finished second in the division. So it's not like there's a juggernaut rolling here. They have a chance to be very good, but A.J. Always keeps them in check. And, you know, I don't think they're going to come out and I think they're going to beat up on everybody. It's going to be a dogfight in the division, and A.J.'s going to have them ready. So that's the sentiment that he carried from the cover shoot. That, you know, that's nice. We like the attention, but we got to play baseball.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm sure that some of the players saw that and said, great, now we got a target on our backs. Not that they didn't before for all that they accomplished last year, but now to have the SI thing on their shoulders too, it's, you know, I guess a little more responsibility. But I like the approach by A.J. Hinch by saying, guys, we've earned nothing yet besides, like he said, having three good-looking studs there on the cover. I want to shift gears a little bit, Brian. Our colleague, Lindsay Barra, had a very interesting article the other day on the site, which addressed something that I think a lot of Astros fans kind of overlook. They're the only team in the AL West that does not train in Arizona. They remain in Florida as a holdover to their days in the NL Central. And as a result, they see nothing of their division foes until the regular season begins. You know, the proverbial double-edged sword here, does this hurt them or help them more in the long run, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if it has a huge impact. I think it probably helps them a little bit more, and that all the hitters in the AL West don't get to see their pitchers. I mean, the Mets face Dallas Keuchel in the middle of the week down here, and you know, that's something that the Rangers and everybody else won't get to do. Not that they don't have a book on Dallas Keuchel, but even some of the new guys that are to the team, the Duck Sisters. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a huge advantage, but, you know, it's something that is kind of the way of life. Yeah, they were in the NL Central, and now they're in the West. You know, they're staying here in Florida. As you know, they're moving from Kissimmee to West Palm Beach next year. And Florida is actually closer to Houston than Arizona, which most West teams are closer to Arizona. So, it's sort of an interesting deal. And the Astros even opened with the Yankees and have an interleague series. So it's going to take them a while before they see any AL West teams into April.
That's interesting, and I would have never guessed that Florida is actually closer to Houston than Arizona is. I don't think most people would either, but that's very interesting. So the Astros are staying put, and we'll see how that kind of bears out as the 2016 season progresses. Brian, as far as what's going on the field, the starting first base job, pretty much been a hot topic all throughout Stroh's spring training. Four guys, by my count, in the mix, including a pair of minor leaguers, Tyler White, A.J. Reed, in addition to Matt Duffy and John Singleton. If you had to choose right now, who's going to be out there manning first base on opening day for the Stroh's?
Well, right now, it looks like Tyler White's job to lose. I mean, he's outperformed the other guys at the plate, hitting close to 400, getting on base at higher than 400. You know, A.J. Reed's come in and done a nice job, but he doesn't have any at-bats yet above Double-A. So I think he's going to go to Triple-A, prove he can hit lefties a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. Singleton is the guy, I think, coming into camp that was going to be given the best shot to win the job just because he's been here now a few years. And other than the couple of games where he had homers and doubles, it hasn't worked out for him. And then the other one is Matt Duffy, who got off to a quick start, but it's cooled off a little bit later. But Tyler White is just hit from the get-go and has hit every game. And he against the Yankees, had a couple of hits against a couple of different pitchers. And so if you're going on spring training results, hard to ignore those right now. And I think we're going to see how it plays out. We have another week to go. But unless something really changes here in the last week of camp, I think we'll see Tyler White at first base, whether he starts there on opening day or not, I don't know. I mean, Marwin Gonzalez, their super utility guy, is going to play first base as well. We could see a little bit of a platoon, even though A.J. Hinch hates that word. But you can't ignore what White has done. And A.J., without saying names, said that first base has cleared up somewhat. If you just look at the numbers, it looks like Tyler White's going to be the guy.
Yeah, seems to have a leg up on the other three. And do you think that A.J. Hinch is a bit surprised that here it is, March 24th, so close to the start of the season, that they are still without a permanent fixture at first base? Or did he anticipate at the onset of spring training that this was going to be a battle that really went down to the wire?
Yeah, he said there's no reason to have artificial deadlines. He said it's going to be a 30-game tryout. You know, there's no reason to decide it on March 24th when you still have another week of games. And he's even said even after the season starts, it's going to be ongoing. You know, if Tyler White does get the job and halfway through April he's not cutting it, then, you know, they'll get somebody else. I think certainly we're going to see A.J. Reed in the major leagues at some point. He goes down there and lives up to the kind of prospect that he is. He's the number one prospect, first base prospect in baseball by MLB.com. So, you know, there's no reason to pick a guy now, and we still have a few games to see what happens. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting final week for sure. Brian, shifting now to the pitching staff, Michael Feliz continued his push for a spot on that pitching staff yesterday, turning in four pretty solid innings against the Phillies. Just one hit. He did walk three, gave up a run, and struck out four. Who do you think his primary competition is going to be amongst the guys kind of vying for that final spot, that long relief role in the bullpen?
Yeah, that's a very interesting thing. Well, yeah, Feliz is in the mix, and he pitched really well the other night. Wandy Rodriguez, the veteran who spent most of his career with the Astros, is in the mix as a long relief guy. Then they have a left-handed specialist, Neil Kotz. They could end up going with him and just having that last spot in the bullpen being a more of a lefty specialist type. And then Dan Straley, who's going to get the start Friday. If he gets it, he'll be more of a long relief guy as well. So there's a couple of different ways they can go. Wandy and Kotz have outs in their contract on Saturday, so they're going to have to make a decision, I think, on that last bullpen spot here pretty soon, and I think we'll know a lot more after Straley gets the start on Friday and how he pitches.
And then, Brian, remaining in the bullpen, I know that, you know, some fans are going to look at these spring training numbers of the new closer, Ken Giles, and not be so thrilled, not be so excited. ERA just south of 11 through his first five appearances, but having said that, he was cracking triple digits the other day against his former team, the Phillies. Maybe the blood was pumping a little bit more facing his former team. You never know. It doesn't seem like, from your discussions with him, that Giles is too concerned about the numbers themselves as much as just feeling good, and it does seem like he feels good health-wise and physically right now.
Yeah, it does. And he actually made his sixth appearance on Wednesday night and actually came in to a game in the ninth inning in a closing situation, 2-1, and had a 1-2-3 in it with two punch-outs. So it looks like that was the Ken Giles everybody had been waiting to see. And talking with Ken after the game, he was thrilled. So I know a lot of Astros fans have been worried about the numbers and all that. Ken has said all along, hey, you know, I'm working on things, and I want to make sure I'm feeling good. And now here he is with his sixth performance, and for the first time going out there in the ninth inning with a 2-1 lead. He gets the job done and looks very, very good. Sharp slider. Of course, his fastball is going to be there. So I don't think they're going to worry too much about Ken Giles. I think one or two or three more outings like that under his belt should put him in good position to start the season. They haven't anointed him closer yet. I think AJ was waiting to see some of these outings like we saw Wednesday night, but it's going to happen, and I think Giles will be fine.
And then, you know, with some guys like this, he's still, you know, very young, not even 25 yet, is Ken Giles. But even though it's just spring training, you know, he spent the last couple of years with a team that has struggled, clearly rebuilding. He was part of that effort. You know, they trade him away to get some valuable minor league pieces from Houston to accelerate their effort. Now here he comes to a team with clear postseason and World Series aspirations. Even in spring training, can that kind of manifest itself where you put a little too much pressure on yourself to be great right out of the gate because you're in an environment now where so much is expected?
Yeah, I think that definitely has to play into it. I mean, you're coming to a team, like you said, that's expected to win. There was no pressure when he's with the Phillies, but, you know, that's his job. And if it does put a little more pressure on it, he's going to have to rise to the challenge. And if the Astros, if things go the way that they think they will, I mean, he's going to pitch in some massive situations for them as the season unfolds. And then late in the season, if they're battling for a division title of the playoffs, as we all know, the ninth inning, that can make or break you. And Giles, with the stuff that he has, I mean, that's the kind of stuff the Astros didn't have last year. They didn't have that power arm in the back of the bullpen. Luke Gregerson did a nice job as closer, but they still felt he needed that swing and miss stuff that Giles provides. So it's going to be uncharted territory for him to be pitching in pennant races and things like that. But you know, the Astros traded for pretty good players to get him with the belief that he'll be up to that challenge.
And the Astros know if they find themselves in another situation like Game 4 of the ALDS, like they had against the Royals last year, had the champs on the ropes, or the team that turned out to be the champs, they need a guy like Giles, like you said, to get in there, get those valuable outs, and hopefully he will be the guy to get those outs in the postseason this year. Brian, as we head down the home stretch, give us a status update on Evan Gattis. It does not appear that he's going to be ready for opening day. When could he be ready? What's his progress report?
Yeah, Evan had hernia surgery a little more than 6 weeks ago. Originally, it was 4 to 6 week diagnosis. He's been playing in minor league games, swinging at normal strength. Now, when he hits the ball, he doesn't run 100% yet, but he's been running 100% in drills. So he's pretty close, but the Astros are to the point now to where if they put him in a game, a Grapefruit League game, after Friday, it's going to push back his availability as far as the DL goes for the start of the season. So I don't think we're going to see him play in any Grapefruit League games. He's going to continue to play in minor league games, and I think we'll start the season on the DL, maybe with a 3 or 4 game rehab stint in the minor leagues to get some game action. Another factor to consider is they want to introduce catching back to him this year, and that was something they were going to do this spring. They haven't had a chance to do yet, so that might delay him a little further because he's yet to get behind the plate with catch. So when they activate him, they want him to be able to catch and not just DH. So they're going to take a little slower with him, but I think we'll see him before mid-April. How much he catches remains to be seen, but that they know the bat's pretty valuable, and you know, they don't want to rush it. But I think Evan Gattis is going to get a lot of at-bats and playing a lot of games for the Astros at any position.
We certainly appreciate the knowledge on this Thursday. Brian McTaggart, Astros reporter, joining us, as this is Matt Waymeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Houston Astros.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.